suggest that you check something out. I'd like to go right there. The toast is the Ramasa Hechid Leitzel Tzive. So that is raises a fascinating idea. It seems to be Mukhrach. And that is when we look at Netilas Neshama, so we would assume that Netilas Neshama includes Hakosha, right? Making something weaker. And Netilas Neshama means to reduce chiyus, right? Netilas Neshama is not limited to killing somebody. The haraya that tolda of Netilas Neshama is chabura, it's chavola, that bris milah comes under the category of the bris milah when it's done, shaloi bismani and shabbos, and the category of chavola, chabura, Netilas Neshama. Bris milah, in order to be matir bris milah, have a pasuk. That means that a pasuk will be also. What was the Easter bris milah? So that's the Gemara says that was chamur chamol and tilas neshama. So you don't want to chamol someone not killing the baby. So you see that tilas neshama doesn't mean killing; it means reducing the chiyus. Even that's a little bit difficult. What does that mean? We're now reducing the chiyus of the baby. Same thing with bir rishon and shabbos. Also, bir and suvus. Is bir rishon and mutter and shabbos and the gemara depends on whether the dam is mifkar pocket, the dam is chibur mifkar. Is the dam capillary in blood, or is it sitting there in a pool of blood? So what the gemara discusses whether it's ma'isa chabol or not. The gemara says mekalkel chabura. The gemara discusses the davishin and meskavin over there. So, but what's the malacha? There's got to be a malacha, otherwise there's nothing to discuss. So. So Tosfos, most of the Rishonim gang up on Rashi's Lashon Rishon, right? That maybe it's Mishum Tzeveya, because that's very hard to say. Also, in other words, that the Tilas Neshama means reducing Chiyus altogether, and Chavola comes from Tzeveya, so it also is very difficult. What kind of Tzeveya is there by Bris Milah? What Tzeveya is there by Dam Basulam? So that's what the Rishonim say. We're stuck. By Dam Basulam and by Bir Rishon, it's hard to say this Tzeveh, and hard to say the Tilas Neshama. He just got married. Is that a Tilas Neshama? B'shas Bia. So he says, you're going to tell me it's Hakosha, that they've taken a little bit of Chiyus away. What's that? By removing the hymen, what kind of Chiyus have we taken away? And removing the Orlo, a Chiyus is taken away. So let's argue that there's a local Chiyus. That the Orlo was live tissue. And now the Orla is dead tissue. That the Basulam was live tissue. Now it's going to be dead, not dead tissue, but it'll be removed tissue. So that will be one mahalach. That chiyos can be determined in a very, very local area. So this Taisvus doesn't accept that idea. This Taisvus comes up with the following chiddush. From Machlokes Rishonim. That Hitzoas Dam is Netilas Neshama. Ki Adamo Nefesh. That removing blood, even though the removal of the blood does not in any way weaken somebody. Right, nafkamina for a blood test. Drawing blood. Right, ma'aseh b'chol yom v'yom. Drawing blood on Shabbos. Say, is it, might be malach of Disha. Might be malach of Netilas Neshama. So that'd be machlok is Rishon. If, according to Rabbeinu Tam, so the removal of Dam is in and of itself Netilas Neshama. It could make a person, even if it has no impact on the person. The removal of the dam does not make a person weaker. We're not talking a huge, taking a huge amount of dam, taking one teshiv of dam for one test. Right? Similarly, has to be done on Shabbos. It's a chalish shem sakana. It's a Shabbos. But what is the malacha involved? So the malacha involved is either dash, or the malacha involved is the tilas neshama according to this Tosfos. Why? A chiddush. It's even hard to formulate. It's a chiddush. The Torah says ki adamu ha-nefesh, Tosfos says it in Ksuvos, consider it here. So when the Torah says ki adamu ha-nefesh, so dam has become equated with nefesh, with life. So the taking dam is reducing nefesh. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying. If we wanted to try a little bit further to explain a little bit better, but I'm not sure how accurate it is. And that is to say that since dam is a life-giving substance, since it's necessary for chiyus, so therefore removing anything which is necessary for chiyus is nitzilas neshama. So that already is a broader din. Removing anything which is necessary for chiyus, even though it will not result in an immediate weakening. So I don't know if that's correct. Because when the Tam says, ki adamu ha-nefesh, it's a pasuk in Chumash. It doesn't say about, v'yipach v'yapach, v'yishmas chayim, so here also, I don't know. I really don't know. Ki adamu ha-nefesh is either just an identity which the Torah itself is conveying. Or perhaps what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that the Torah was megala to us that dam is a life-giving, life-sustaining substance, and therefore if anything else that we come to learn is a life-sustaining substance, and so minimizing it, even though it will not impact on the chiyus, the chiddush of Tosfos, even though I remove something which will not weaken the person or will not impact on his chiyus v'chlal. But I removed something which the Torah was kaveya, or in some context, is a life-sustaining source, and that is called the Tilsin Shom. That's the Torah is interesting. Evie? Steve?
Yeah, what about the case of the reaching and like you push the flesh so the blade that comes out?
Why right, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. Oh, it's still awesome. It's a different
of. From the Tilsin Shom.
So it's a good question, according to Rabbeinu Tam. We mentioned that. Pashtus is if you're giving birth to an animal. So it's hard to say that when you're giving birth to an animal, you're killing it. Alright? Where's that kosh over there? So you're going to tell me where there is some dam that probably comes out? That's dam that comes out like the misasik. So you're going to argue that until now, the animal was receiving its chiyus from the mother. So detaching it from its chiyus, that goes in the kaitza. Alright? It's different than the tils. The tils neshama means that I'm removing a source of chiyus from this object. Removing the object from its life-sustaining source, also the yinika, as goes the kaitza. Say, nechanami, if we wouldn't have both ovaries, we wouldn't maybe combine them. But the yoyis is that they are separate of it, the final of it separately. Yeah, Ovi?
Is Rabbi saying that the Rabbeinu Tam Shita would apply things other than dam?
Well, that's what I'm raising. I'm raising that question. The pashtus is that it should only apply to dam kidam on nefesh, and that's where we stop. And then I said, well, it's conceivable that we should expand it to any life sustaining. So, go ahead.
What would be another example of a life sustaining?
And it could be in certain limited situations, oxygen or something. I don't know.
So meaning that if somebody would cut off oxygen for 20 minutes.
That's what becomes hard to imagine. Okay,
20 minutes,
he's going to
die. Say, like, 30 seconds.
Right. So that, then, Hanami, possible.
Now, being until it's Neshama.
Yeah, but see, where the analogy breaks down is that removal of any dam whatsoever is, according to Benetama, is Natila Neshama. So let's say you remove, but let's say you remove minimal oxygen. Let's say a person, you put a huge paper bag over his head. Right, so having limited oxygen, I don't know, but I can't imagine that the Tilas Hashem. But let's say the other thing. Let's say removing some lymph, right? Lymph fluid. Right, so that siluch over, that should be the same thing. And that would be the machlokes. If you say ki adamu nefesh, no, teros kevei adam. If you say that it's a broader concept, then maybe that would be one of the caveats. That's I'm not sure. Pashtus, I guess it's just ki adamu nefesh. He's a pasuk. I'm not sure. Simi?
I didn't fully hear Steve's question, but regarding kotzer, I think Ramban writes that by Medan al Ubar that the kotzer really is Netilat Neshama.
But it's under the... I don't think he writes it under the category of Netilat Neshama as opposed to kotzer.
I think the okra that we do okra Mishmato Mimena.
Right.
So it would be under...
Under Shokhata? I can't imagine. Yeah. I'll have to look at it.
Yeah,
Netilat Neshama. I'll have to look at it. I'll look at it. Okay. Go ahead.
As you work with the Gemara, it says something about like the Rabbi Saddam,
the Gemara has by Tumah, the Tumah that certain Rabbi Saddam is Dama Yetzei B'Nishmas B'Nafshay. She would probably not apply. But it doesn't mean that the removal of Rabbi Saddam kills somebody. Right? It means it's a shirin. It means that the last that a person is bleeding to death, so then that's the last amount that actually kills him. Right? But here we're saying that the tilas dam per se is a nishmasa.
Do we have? Is there any gemaras that would say that we can't say that? Let's say chanika or any kind of cutting off from light source besides dam would be kotzer.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Yerushalmi says about fishing, and Meiri said even in dildo over. These are kotzer. I mean, it may be a little stranger to think about that for people, but maybe cutting someone off from air is like taking a fish out of water.
I mean, Yerushalmi might indicate that, but what would it do for us?
I mean, so you could say ki adam lo nefesh. We don't have a problem still saying that that chadika and anything else is still going to be asur on Shabbos, even though it's not until Shabbos.
Oh, no, it'll still be asur on Shabbos. It'll certainly be asur on Shabbos. Let me be clear with you. The issue here is not that if I kill somebody by some other source, obviously I'm over Netilas Neshama. No. The issue here is if I remove something from him and don't kill him, that's the issue over here. There's no question that if I kill him, it's Netilas Neshama.
Right, no. So, okay, so fine. So in that case, you'd be able to say that Ki Adam Lo Nefesh is its own thing. Any amount of kosher is going to be Netilas Neshama. And taking a little bit of oxygen out of the room isn't going to be a problem because it's not okay to make you do that.
But I don't know why would you want to do that? It doesn't make any sense.
So maybe I don't understand the issue then.
No, the question for you is the Tosus Mechadesh, Ki Adam Lo Nefesh, simply removing dam, even in a non-life-threatening way, is the Tilas Neshama. That's the Chiddush of the Tosus. A Yos that Chabbalah is a Tolda of the Tilas Neshama. And it's when it's over chabala in a non-life threatening situation like brismila and gambesulim, so we have to figure out how you define netilas neshama. So we suggest that either it means a local netilas neshama just from a certain area from a tissue, or it means that removing dam per se is right. But obviously, if one does something which kills somebody, right, or one does something which even is machlish somebody, then they all come in the category of Netilas Neshama. So I don't have to go to Kotzer for that. There's no reason to go to Kotzer for that.
Well, why? How do we know that they would have to go under the category of Netilas Neshama?
That's the Pashas.
If Neshama is defined by Dan.
No. It's not defined by Dan. It's in addition to Netilas Neshama, in addition to killing somebody. Right? But it doesn't mean that we go away from the Ikur that killing somebody is Netilas Neshama. Right? Okay, we want to go a little bit weiter. Vashoy Chatoy. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that Sod Tzvi Vashoy Chatoy. Hatzot Tzvi Vashoy Chatoy Mavshifte Yamolche Vamabed Es Oroi Vamemachakoy Vamachatkoy. Those in the Melech as Or. So Gemara is a very difficult Gemara, hard to read. Shoychet mishamai chayev. Rab amar mishum tzeiveya. Ushmul amar mishum netilas neshama. Mishum tzeiveya in mishum netilas neshama. Lai eima af mishum tzeiveya. So machleik is Rab and Shmul. Shmul says only netilas neshama, and Rab says netilas neshama plus tzeiveya. So Amr Rav Milsa the Amrei Ema Ba Milsa the Loi Laisa Dari Basrei Belechtu Alai Seiveya B'mai Nechalei Necha the Lutfas Beis Hashchita Ki Heichi B'lechzu V'inshi V'leisa Lutfas Mina. So Rav says that this, he wants the Beis Hashchita to be red, so that will encourage people to buy us it's fresh meat, red fresh meat. But the question of the sugi is, what is the Gemara asking? Shoychid mishamai chayim. You have one of the obvious malachas, the shoychid. So what's the Gemara saying? Shoychid mishamai chayim. Do we say zeireh mishamai chayim? Kaitz mishamai chayim. What does it mean? Shoychid mishamai chayim. So machlokes Rashi told us how to learn pshat in the kash of the Gemara. So Rashi says, Shoychid mishamai mechayim. Shchitu b'mlechas ha-mishkan heichi. Heicha. U'mai avinita. Imei oiros eilu me'adamim. So according to Rashi, what's the kasha? What's the Gemara asking? Shchita shoychid mishamai mechayim.
Go ahead. Where does it exist in the Mishkan? Where does it source?
Where does what exist in the Mishkan? In the Mishkan. As opposed to Shama. In other words, according to Rashi, the Gemara is asking that shochet is a technical term. Shochet is a specific way of killing. Right? So that is out of sync with the rest of the Mishnah. Hatzod means to trap. Does hatzod mean to trap with a net? Does hatzod mean to trap it by closing a door in front of it? Right? Does hatzod mean to use a certain kind of bait? Hatzod means to trap it. Hamavshitoi is to flay it, to be described whether the animal is hanging by its legs, or the animal is hanging and standing on all four. Hamavshitoi, whichever way you do it, to flay it. So that's the of. Hashoychet is a specific term. Right? Not a horgoi. Hashoychet is a tuprakim and mesechta schulim of shchitas. So the Gemara wants to know, Hashoychet, mishamay mechayv, again, it's still hard, it's hard to see to read it. So Rashi says that what's bothering the Gemara is the Gemara is willing to accept that the of Malacha is Shoychet as opposed to any other form of Hariga. But if that's the case, so Shoychet Mishamai Mechayim, where do we have Shchita and Mishkan? Shchita Ulechas and Mishkan Heichi. Umay Avidita. After all, what are we killing? What animals are we killing? We're killing a tachash, a chilozain, and eilim adamim. So chilozain is not subject to shechita v'chlal. Gemara assumes that tachash would not require shechita. The nature of tachash is equal to shechita. And eilim adamim also don't require shechita. It has to be menadam mutar b'picha. It has to be kosher, a kosher animal, but it doesn't have to be nishcha necessarily. That's what Rashi says. So the kash of the Gemara is Shechet Mishamay Mechayiv Shechita Vemlechas on Mishkan Hecha. Right, this is Rashi Lishitasei that the Melechas have to be Bemelechas on Mishkan, not an Avodas on Mishkan. Would it be an Avodas on Mishkan to be easy to find the Kabbalis that the Talsan has to Shem Mishmul has to kash. So Shechita Bemelechas on Mishkan Hecha. For what purpose would we have it? See, Mary Salem Adamim, Lamelu Shchit, Bachanika Namisagi. So, what's the terence now? Rav Amar Mishum Tseveya, Ushmul Amar Mishum Natilas Neshama. So, what does that mean, Mishum Natilas Neshama? So, Rashi and the Amun Beis, Mishum Natilas Neshama, the netilas neshama havoy b'mishkan be'ilim adamim v'tachash v'chilozay. So what's the Gemara's answer? Right? See?
The bigger reason why Yechayim is the same thing with netilas neshama. It might be the most common way they did in the Mishkan. They didn't necessarily choke every animal. They might have shechted most of the animals. So that's why shechita might be the actual ab malacha listed in the Mishkan. But netilas neshama is the grander thing, sort of like maybe the Zoraya. Zoraya is the way that you promote growth. You could also do that in Zomer, but the more common way to promote.
So what's the kasha? What's the teretz? What's the teretz then? Kasha is where do we have shochet and mishkan? What's the teretz?
Shochet is in this idea of Tilas Neshama.
So again, the kasha of the Gemara is when we have shechita per se. If the Mishnah would have said achoinek. The Mishnah said Achoyreg, right? Then there would be no Gemara. But the Mishnah said Ashechet. Right? So Gemara asked Shechet, where's Shechet and Mishkan? So what's the terrace of the Gemara?
So when they had Tilas Neshama, when any of the animals that were used for diet or whatever was killed in the Mishkan, so the most common way they did it was Shechet. Meaning that Tilas Neshama is the bigger thing, but the common way to do Tilas Neshama is
that. So how do you read the Gemara? So Rav says, Rav or Mishum Tseveya, Shmuel or Mishum Tilas Neshama. According to Maskana, Rav Amar Af Mishum Tseveya, Shmuel or Mishum Tilas Neshama. So how are they answering now? Where is Shechita Mishkan, parrots? Was that?
Whenever they killed something.
So whenever they killed. In other words, you're saying, let's take Shmuel, it's a little bit easier. So Shmuel said that the Om Melacha is not Shechet.
It's technically Netilas Neshama.
Mm-hmm. In other words, the Kash of the Gemara is where was there Shechita and Mishkan Teretz? There was not Shechita and Mishkan. There was only Netilas Neshama and Mishkan.
I mean, there could have been Shechita and Mishkan. Well, it was Shechita and Mishkan, but the thing that was high for was this idea of Netilas Neshama.
Right, so now... So again, the Gemara's kash is where was there Shechet? The Gemara's teretz is that we should rename the Av, that we don't have to rename the Av. The Gemara's saying we'll leave the Av being called Shechet.
Leave the Av being named Shechet.
Right.
That was the common way of doing Netilas Neshama.
Right.
But technically, anything that would fall under Netilas Neshama would be considered under the Shechet.
Okay, so now you say this Gemara is really a parallel Gemara to
Zoraya.
To let's try Ofa and Bishol. All right, okay, no, Zoraya means that the Gemara understands that there were acts of Zoraya in Mishkan. It just is pointing out to us that, like any of, it's defined by its Te'elas. So you're not saying that you could. I'm not sure what you're saying. If you're coming into Zoraya, then you're looking at this Gemara simply saying, "What is the getter of Shechet?" So Rav says, "As a Shmuel said, Netilas Neshama." And up to figure what Rav said, right? That's one alternative, but that's not what Rashi says. The other alternative would be that the Gemara says, "Where was Shechet in Mishkan?" The Gemara responds by saying there was no Shechet in Mishkan. And it could be because it was open. You were saying it's correct. For Amen of the Shechita. But the point was that shechita is just a term for the of the Tilas Neshama. Parallel, Bishul, and Afiyah. Right? Afiyah is the term that we want to use in the Oves Melachis for Hachonas Oichon Ideyavor, for Bishul. No, what would you say? So that's the shot? That'd be Shmuel's shot. Shoichet Mishumai Mechayav. Again, it's hard to get in the words. Unless we assume that the Gemara began knowing that there was no Shoichet in Mishka. So the Gemara began by saying, we know there was no Shoichet necessarily in Mishkan. So we know that you cannot really have an of in Mishkan. So instead of saying, instead of using the phrase tanudi don, chanika satachash, tanudi don, chanika satachash tavim Mishkan, v'nokat shova tanudi don. Instead of saying that, the Gemara now already has a short form. The Gemara says, look, we know there's no Shechita in Mishkan. So Sheikh Mishma Machayev, so what's the real of over here? What's the definition of the of? So Shmuel says, easy terrors, the definition of the of is until it's Nisham. So why do they use the word Sheikhim? So that's what Tzvi's saying, but that's the most common thing. Right? Who says this explicitly? Was that? Yeah?
I think that's an
Who says it?
Said that it was the Shulchan in the Mishkan, therefore they used the Tzvi's Hashem.
Oh, who says this? Who says this Mahalach explicitly? Was that?
Right.
So the mission just takes things that were important and go through it as an amount to remember that. That's a Yerushalmi handy?
I have.
Yeah, thank you very much. So I think it's Yerushalmi. Shalmi says, less kan shchita. What do you mean, less kan shchita? Probably means no shchita in Mishkan, no? Shchita told us chaburi. V'lomaloi tanita imhon. Shchita is a told of chabura. That's a big, that's a pelvic line. We have some that's told it. The told is listed, but Rishon is a similar lashon to Bishul and Oifen. Elo begin the tnin and seder seuda tenisa imhoin. No, so what's Rishon saying? Begin the tnin and seder seuda. Mikavan shalem dem seder seuda. So tenisa imhoin we learn in Shoyche. No, so what's it saying? Seder the pas naka, the same thing that the Tzvi was saying, right? So according to the Yerushalmi, the of Malacha is Chabura. Yerushalmi, the way the Mefarshim learned the Yerushalmi, they said the of Malacha is Chabura. and shchit is a tolda. So the truth is that that would, if that lashon, I don't know if any rishonim say this, but that lashon would fit in very well with the Yehuda Bala. If the assumption is that shchita is a tolda, so then it would be fitting beautifully. Sheichet mishemai chayev. This tolda, what's the of this tolda? So again, Rav's going to be a pelodik and Rav, and Rav for the moment, but Shemur would be mishemai tilas neshama. So I'm not sure, I'm not that daring to say that's pshat in the Bavli, because none of the Rishonim that could see say that pshat in the Rishonim in the Bavli. Alright, so let's stick with the Rishonim we have. So what are we learning pshat? We're saying according to Rashi, Shoychet Mishamai Chayiv. So Rashi says, Shoychet, where was her Shoychet in Mishkan? We're skipping a line. Ushmul Amar Mishon Atilas Neshama. So Shmuel says that there was no Shoychet in Mishkan. It wasn't Mechuyiv. She's correct. We don't know where they had Shechit enough, but they were not Mechuyiv to do Shechit in Mishkan. So the Gemara says, or Shmuel says, that the, it's Mishum Netilas Neshama, that the getter of the Netilas Neshama. No, so the question is, so why is it Hasheichatay? So it should be Neitel Nishmasay, Atzad bin Neitel Nishmasay. Right, so the Gemara gives a teretz. Yerushalmi says, Tana Sidura de Su'uda Naka, which makes a lot of sense. Atzad Tzvi. There was no Tzvi in Mishkan. Right? So once again, it supports the assertion that we established that Sidura de Pas is not simply a stylistic issue. Sidura de Pas is the choice of terms that the Gemara, that the Tanom were using, right? Either because of that every of had to be hachtahavi b'mishkan v'chashiva, so they use a term of chashivas, where this is chashivas outside of the Mishkan, right? But that lach'ora would not have a, that, at least according to Shmuel, would not impact significantly on its wisdom. Okay? Nasanel. Bala Rishalmi. So I give him a kadima, go ahead. So that would be, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, very, the Rambam says mafurish, v'lav, kol denet l'shmose. Right? Do you think that the Rambam's in Tzeveh or the Rambam's in Netil Teshama? The Rambam's in Tzeveh, a little ambiguous, but Netil Teshama, I thought the Rambam was clearly, Dafku was saying that it's, what you're saying might be correct in terms of defining the of as opposed to ko-ovos. What makes shochet different than chonik? I would assume that chonik is an ov malacha, that shooting is an ov malacha, beating is an ov malacha. So that's why you want to say that according to Rambam, it's davkem.
And I mean, so it's dam. And I'm impressing quote here, Shami, for the Rambam, and say
Right, so let's hold on for 1 minute. Let's hold on for 1 minute, because that's going to be an issue with the Rav and the Pasuk of Rav Rishon. So hold on for 1 minute. Now let's just get the Pshat in the Gemara first of all. Now, what are we going to do with Rav? Hold on, Rashi and Tosafot. What are we going to do with Rav? What does Rav mean, Mishum Tzevei? Af Mishum Tzevei, what does it mean? Go ahead.
Rav is even something than Shmuel. He's saying that in the Mishkan, when they used to kill the animals, they made sure to do Shvita so they could sell
Why would they do shechita on a tachash? Why would they care?
No, the
obviously eilam adamim. So what are you saying that according to Rav in Mishkan?
They used to shecht it and leave.
So therefore, what?
That's why Rav says mishum tovim, because that's how they used to do it in Mishkan.
No. Therefore, again, the question is, where was the shechita in Mishkan?
So
Teretz.
I'm actually saying, where is the shechita? That's how they did the Tilsa Shama. That's how they.
How do you get them the words Rishum Sedeya?
Rav is saying that's why they. The question is why? Where they did the Shkita the Mishkan? They always Shkita the Mishkan. Why did they always Shkita the Mishkan? Because they wanted to.
Because they want to be able to have the. I don't think so. And it's very creative shot. If somebody would say it, I would be makabla today. Go ahead.
Doesn't it seem like the best anyone would have their mothers to be the people working the Mishkan that it was shechted properly and that it's fine?
So?
So it seems like with the Mishkan meat, how many elements of the name that they had, that they'd have to convince people that it's worthy of buying if they were willing to sell it at all.
It's a question of freshness, but I don't think. But it's still. That would be that. There shouldn't be an answer to Lagufa or Rosh Muscovy. No, Glenn.
You say that once we're expanding, since Shochet wasn't in the Mishkan, so we have to think that the Shama generally is done by Shechita. So when people generally do Shechita, according to Rav, it's not because it's Tzias by Rav, when people are selling it, so therefore they're worried that they want to learn to buy it, so they really want the blood to come to the Mishkan.
That's correct. So that's that understand. The Rav's explaining why it would be a Dovra Miskavi. They understand. Okay, but what is Rav talking about? And if the question is, where was the Shechita in Mishkan, so what is Rav saying, even the Maskona, Rav is saying, well, there was a Tilsa Neshama plus Tzeveya. What is Rav, how does it answer the question? No, Moshe?
You say the question is different, and the question is really, what is so special about the case of Shochet? Meaning that the Mishnah could have chosen any form of the Tilsa Neshama.
Okay, good,
Rav
good.
Rav comes with the answer, and he said, Mechanish, that when it comes to Shechita, there's a second Molacha that you're going to be Chayef for. You're going to become Chayef for even for Tzeveya.
Okay, so that is along the lines of Tosfos, not quite the way he said it, but Tosfos says Lava Shechit the Masdis and Koy. Dahu Pshita Layavi Elamishim Tilas Neshama. It's a Veya Tanan Behedi Masnisen Ela Shechit the Olmakoy. So Tosfos is a much simpler approach, right? Shechit Mishamai Mechayev. According to Tosfos, the question is simply when a person shechts an animal. Is he chayav mishum netilas neshama alone, or is he also chayav mishum something else? Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, according to Tosfos, very, very neat gemara. Easy to understand. Shochet, is he also chayav mishum tzeveya? Shmuel says no. Rav says, because he wants the meat to become red, so therefore he's chayav mishum Tzeveya as well. Alright? So, that's not quite the way Moshe said it. Right, we'll come back to that. But that's what told. It's along those lines. Alright? Not, you were saying in terms of Mishkan. You're saying in terms of Lashon HaMishnah. Not in terms of Mishkan, in terms of Lashon HaMishnah. So, that idea, Tosfos says, is the Gemara over here. According to Tosfos, it's a simple Gemara. What's the Machlekes according to Tosfos? What's the point of the Gemara? What would the koteret of the Gemara be? How would you follow this Gemara away? What's the issue going on in the Gemara? What's that? I don't know if Shmuel holds in principle you can't be chayiv of two malachas. I'm not sure if you can take that in principle. Was that?
No,
so what would it be? You could the narrow way to look at the machlokes is the sheichin chayev mishum tzeveya. All right, is he chayev mishum tzeveya? So Daniel began to say, well, tzevi here at best is going to be a psikresha. So is there psikresha tzeveya? The Tosfos Rid, we looked at the Tosfos Rid before, by Ein Disha Ela Elad bikidu de karka. So that Teishas Rid is really this Teishas, is really in this Gemara. The Teishas Rid says, like our Teishas, V'lava sheikhet nemesis and koi. The vada sheikhet nemesis and loy tanya el mishan tulis neshama. To atom leit seve behenyan, mamash like our Teishas. That if the question is, what is the tzeve, what is sheikh in the Mishnah, so the Gemara is mapsiger, what's he talking about tzeve? It has its own of malacha. Ela sheikh in the omakoi. Umachai of leitarti mishum in tlusa shom mishum tzeveya. Via marta maila yamina an ein tzeveya ba'oichlin kira amran ein disha ela begidule karka. So Tais Vesrit says, so why, Taka, don't we say, Ein Sevilla Ba'eichlin? So this could be a remez that that's the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. I'm not thinking smuchrach. Many of the Achrayim assume that this is the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. But they're Ein Sevilla Ba'eichlin or not. Or, some say a little bit differently. That of course, Ein Sevilla Ba'eichlin, but the question is whether an animal before it's prepared for food, is it called Eichlin or not? Right, so the Teishas Rid says, why don't we say, ain't, why shouldn't we say it's Rid Vayechlin? Why should he says, well, we're gonna say, ain't di she'ele begidulei karka. So why shouldn't we say, why should that be an issue altogether? When it's via is, no, what would you say? So there are two reasons to say. One is because the Gemara is going to introduce in a few lines Ein Ibud Ba'echlin. The Gemara is going to say that Meleches Or is Atzot Tzvi V'Ashechtai, right? V'Amavshitai V'Amavdai, right? V'Amolche V'Amavdai. So working the hide, the Gemara is going to say that Ein Ibud Ba'echlin. Because it's going to be very, very hard. It's going to be similar to what we said, Lagami Boirer. That the preparing Eichlin is Ibud Ba'Eichlin. How are you going to define what Ibud is in Eichlin? So the Gemara says that the Malach of Ibud is limited to Meleches Or, tanning the hide. So the Teishas Rid says that's the issue in our sugya. That just like ain't even Oakland, maybe ain't Sviya Ba'Eichlin. Again, so why should that be? So I would suggest the question is because once again, foods are continuously, one is tzeve, the other is continuous, and you have your plate. Every time you put more than one food in your plate, there's a possibility one will be tzeve, the other. Right? So how can you have a nisur tzvi l'gabi yechlin? Just like burberry can be burberry l'gabi yechlin. So how are you going to have tzeveya? We're going to have, again, it's a conceivable that every single food, you'd have to have every single food on its own dish. And then it becomes more complicated. Making a cup of tea in Shabbos. You'd tzeveya the water. So much of preparing food involves tzeveya. So that's what Teishas, that's the question over here. So again, the two ways of reading the Gemara, Rashi and Teishas. And once again, the two separate sugyas. They don't really intertwine at all. According to Tosfos, the question is whether a regular Maisa Shechita is also being Machayev you for Tzeveya. That's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What is at the basis of the Machlekes according to Tosfos? So either it has to do with whether we will say that this Sikresh Lagavi Tseveya, or we don't have, it's not really very well discussed of it, or what most the Achronim assume, and Leital assumes, Chasam Sefer assumes, the Chacham Tzvi assumes, that the discussion is whether this Tzvi Lagavi Eichla. If that's the case, to go a step further. Because Rav says, I want to explain to you why there's Tzvi El Agave this situation over here. Right? So again, it could be, it becomes highly speculative amongst the Acharonim. It's hard to really to prove anything over here. It could be the question of whether this behemoth is called Eichlin or not. It could be that everybody holds Ein Tzviya Ba'Eichlin, and Rav is saying this is not Eichlin, this is a piece of meat that's there for commercial purposes. Right? Or it could be that Rav is saying that sometimes Tzviya Ba'Eichlin is Osir, and sometimes it's Mutter. If the purpose of the Tzviya Ba'Eichlin is unrelated to the preparation of the food itself, so then Yesh Tzviya Ba'Eichlin. But again, I'm just pointing out that it becomes very speculative once you get to that point. Exactly what's the Nakuda of Rav's din over here. Alright, so let's back up to it, and we're on firmer ground. Alright, so we're suggesting that according to Tosfos, that's the issue in this sugya. Everybody holds a shechit and tilsa shama. What's the din of, is there a din of tzeveya? Exactly what's the nekudas and machlokes? And most achronim say it's the issue of whether it's tzeveya echlan or not. And we'll have to discuss later on that most achronim come down with some kind of shara of when you say there is tzeveya echlan, when you say there isn't tzeveya echlan. Okay? But back according to Rashi. How are we going to finish up Rashi? What's Pshat and Rav? Gemara wants to know where was the Shechita and Mishkan, right? Where was the Shechita and Mishkan? So Shmuel says there was no Shechita and Mishkan, right? Elamai, there was a Tilus Neshama. So what is Rav saying? And I want you to know, you're also Chai Mishum Tzeveya, Af Mishum Tzeveya. What was it talking about? And then he says, I'll explain to you, they shouldn't make fun of me later on, that we know it is Tzviya by Shechita, because they want the edge of the meat to be very, very red. Well, how's he addressing the kasha? I don't know. Nope, what do you have to say? Go ahead. So what does that do? How does that answer the question? There is Shechita, that's the answer. Is there a shechita? Do you understand what Daniel was saying? That there is shechita in Mishkan? No. So who needs to? So what is? So tzvi is a red herring. What's the whole point of mentioning tzvi over here? We ask one kasha. He says,
sure,
like that's strange.
If you have kavana for something else also with it, then you're also chai for that also.
So Stami wants to give me another chiddush. I was going to say Rav just wants to throw in another chiddush. That there's tzviya lagave segregation. It's a strange thing, though. No, what did you say? Ari, what were you gonna say? No, tzvi.
Maybe you'd say that where does shechita take place in terms of the tzoveya? If you wanted to get healing ma'adamim, how would you get it by? You know, how would you get the tzoveya? You would actually have to shut.
No, they used to beat it. They used to bring blood to the surface by. No, the nail?
No, Rashi says they strangled it. That's how they did that.
That was like the chanika.
Oh, chanika.
Yeah. But that was in order to make it red. They would beat the side to bring blood to the surface. Right? Go ahead.
Rashi's last three words,
almost
what
I was saying
before, that says Bechanika Nami Sagi.
What do you mean?
Rashi's last
3 words, Lama
Leva Hupa
Shechita. Right. Bechanika Nami Sagi. Right. Bechanika Rabesh, because they wanted to Tzoveya. Right. They wanted to make sure that. Oh, he's saying what she tells her, that it means that they actually did Shechita. They according to Shmuel, they did the Tzas Neshama. And according to Rav, you're saying they would do Shechita in order to be able to So again, I think you have to Kabbalah in the Kabbalah, you have to see if any of the Rishonim suggested. What I was thinking is that that what Rav is pointing out is, you have to think about this, is that that Rav is saying that the old Melacha of Tzeiveya is going to be expanded by the Om Melach of Shoichet. Right, the Gemara says, Shoichet Bamishkan Heicha Havya. Right, that's Rashi's Shah. So Shmuel answers straight, the Tilis Neshama, perhaps even Tonus Sidurit Su'uda Dalkat. Hach Tahav Mishkan Bechashiva. Fine. What's Rav saying? I want to know, he's also every Mishum Tseveya. So what's Rav talking about? What Rav is saying is, I wanted to know that this Maisa Shechit and Mishkan is also a Maisa Tzeveya and expands the way that we'll define the Melach of Tzeveya. What was Tzeveya and Mishkan? Classic Tzeveya and Mishkan is what? No? Yeah, the Nevios. So classic Tzeveya and Mishkan was dipping something into a hot vat of die. So Rav says that we should also be able to define Tzeveya based on what was going on in Shechita. If you want to know how to define Tzeveya, where was Tzeveya in Mishkan? So Rav is saying this too should be seen as Tzeveya in Mishkan. This too should help us be Magdi Tzeveya in Mishkan. What's Rashi at the top of the Yomar? Mishum Tzeveya. Shetzeiveya es haboser shel beis hashchita. Ulekaman mefarash amai michmin letzeivei. Utzviya havei b'mishkan of malacha. How do you read this to Rashi? Ulekaman mefarash amai michmin letzeivei. Utzviya havei b'mishkan av malacha. These three words, Amai, Michal, and Tzeveya, they talk and support what Daniel was saying. I said that this actually took place in Mishkan. So what's he adding on? Utsviya, Havoy, Mishkan, Av, Malacha. So Rashi's saying, don't think for a moment that Rav is telling you that the Malacha of Sheikhet is anything to do with the Malach of Tzeveya. Tzeveya is a separate Malach. But what Rav is explaining to you is that you're going to find two sources of Tzeveya in Mishkan. And when you come to define the of Malach of Tzeveya, so you have to keep in mind Tzeveya of the Beis HaShechita. Right, so what's that going to do for us? So that we'll have to discuss. But that means that if you hold that the animal is oichlin, so you're going to have yeshvi b'oichlin. Right? If you hold, you're going to say that Rav will hold is it's via psigresha, like any other of malacha. Right? You're going to tell me that the purpose of tzeveya need not be to dye something so that it will have a certain color necessarily. You're going to tell me that many possibilities. That bringing color to the four, that's also called Tzeveya. There are numerous possible, but that's literally the point of Rashi. Go ahead.
With Rabbi's Mahalas, based on the Rashi, and in this Rashi, but based on the Rashi before, that it wasn't necessarily the way they needed to do Shechita and Mishkan. Does that mean about Avos Melachos in general, that we're going to define them based on how things could have been done, even though it might not have been not how things were done in Melachos and Mishkan? And even, not within where we learn the outcome. I guess it's two separate things. Or is that just going to be Tzviya for some reason?
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. a good question. You're right. Like, so according to that, you'd have to say along the lines of either what Tzvi was saying or what Daniel was saying. That a Rav would hold that they did do Shechita in Mishkan. Fit into the next Rashi.
That's the
chiddush
the
rab
is making, or is that too?
It's too much. Because the next line says, "Then Mishkan in Mishkan." Mishkan. So how can we imagine that it was that it would participate in defining the malacha? Right, that's what you're saying.
Maybe we don't want to say that that's the chiddush that Rav is making about how we define malachas. In other words, that's why the mission would choose shochta as opposed to chanko or hargo.
No, again, the kasha, the Gemara's kasha is according to Rashi, where was the shechita in Mishkan? Right? So according to Rashi, Shmuel is saying there wasn't Shechita in Mishkan. What's Rav saying? There wasn't Shechita in Mishkan.
But since that's a little off, but it's hard to say that
we should learn anything. So why should we learn anything from Sheikh, that's the kasha. So you have to say that according to Rav, there was Shechita in Mishkan. If there was Shechita in Mishkan, so then why does he have to add the word after Tzeveya? Right? Alright. Zano?
Why can't you just say that there really wasn't Shechita in the Mishkan, and Rav is just, he really agrees with Shmuel, he says really the Malacha is itself the Shema, but he's also giving as a warning, because we're using Shochet as an example, that in future generations, if you do Shechita, you're also going to be over Tzveya, but it's not really defining the Malacha of Tzveya, but that also will be a consequence that you're going to be over Tzveya, because people might want it.
Right, the question is, but that, does that make sense? That Rav Ben Chanan was saying, I hear what you're saying, okay?
I think that doesn't have to define the love of Tzveya, that this could be like, the day it will come along, as Tzveya, not because of a sudden mention.
And what would Shmuel say?
Shmuel was saying it was always until Tzveya.
So that's the way that Tosha reads the Gemara. It was, when you say that Rav is saying, yeah, in the future, you do Sheikha, you'll be Eretz Tzveya as well. So that's Tosha's Gemara. But according to Rashi, that was the Gemara's kasha. So according to you, it's hard to read the text. The Gemara says, where was the Sheikh in Mishkan? And Rav answers, La'asad Lavai, when you do Shechita, you'll be Eretz Tzveya as well. The wrong kasha. No?
What was that?
The Shmuel says that there was no Sheikh in Mishkan. Right? And then Rav says
I really agree with you.
There's no Sheikh in Mishkan.
Yeah. That's why he's so like terrible.
I mean, the only thing I would suggest that is that the Gemara begins with an assumption that everything that's listed in the Mishnah has to be done in Mishkan. Right? And then the Gemara says that that when it comes to Olaf, Olaf was not done in Malachas Mishkan. Right? Sidur Pasdaka. Hatzot Tzvi was not done in Mishkan. They did not use a Tzvi in Mishkan. Right? So there is some flexibility. So now it comes to Ashaychatai. Right? So the Gemara begins with the assumption, no, Sheikhim was done in Mishkan, so where was it done in Mishkan? So Shmuel answers that Shochet was not done in Mishkan, right? It was, so then the implicit question of the Gemara is, so why are we listing Shochet? Why don't we say Neitel Nishmasai? Right? So that Kash is not in the text. So Shmuel answered that Kash by saying, like the Rishonim would say, Tana Sidura Seder Sudanaka. And Rav answers the Kasha by saying, because we want to make the point that Sheikhet can also be Oivrit Seveya. And the point of which is that this will expand their understanding of Seveya. Right? Or possibly that one can be Oivrit two Malachis at once. In other words, so the question that Shmuel and Rav are arguing is both agree that there was no Shechita in Mishkan. The only question is, so why is it that the Mishnah used the term Ashechatai? So Shmuel says we're using the term Ashechatai because the Gemara wants to use it an Av that is more Chashuv to us. So killing an animal is limited to hide. So this is a more common usage. But the Ikir is in Tzilas Neshama. And Rav is saying that we use the word Ashochto because we want to point out that the Melach of Tzeveya should be, we should see this as a way of understanding Tzeveya. Not what I said before, because I was correct, that the malacha of the sheichet will help us define tzeveya. So if that's the case, you have to, it only work with tzeveya if sheichet was in the Mishkan. But it's listed this way in order that we should understand that say, that there's a malacha of tzeveya happening here as well. Effie?
Rav agrees that Shochet is only defined on the Tzeveya. According to Rashi, Rav is saying that Shochet is defined also as Tzeveya. So something that isn't Tzeveya wouldn't be Shochet.
I don't think you can say that. Because Rashi says in the second line that Tzeveya has its own of Malacha.
Right. It's a separate of Malacha, and it's also one of the parameters in Shochet.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that's the thing exactly what Rashi wants to avoid saying. Because he's saying that Tzeveh was a separate of. And Rashi is specifically saying, don't say that pshat. And to say that Tzeveya, even when Rav says his example, see, he's not claiming that Tzeviya, he's saying, Oiver Af Mishum Tzeveya. He's not saying that tzviya should be one of the parameters of sheichet. His whole mashal was that this is a satisfactory form of tzviya, and it serves a purpose by that tzviya. So I don't think you can say it's a parameter in sheichet. No, I don't think so. No. Okay, so let's have a leave it. We'll leave it that, according to Tosfos, it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel whether when it's oivet tzevei b'shah shchita, and that, and the Achronim say, the discussion whether you say yesh tzviya ba'ochlin or not. And according to Rashi, the question is where do we find sheichet in Mishkan? And the best shot I think we can offer, according to Rashi, is that granted that there was no sheichet in Mishkan, the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is why is sheichet listed as the of Malacha given there was no sheichet in Mishkan. Alright? Good. So we left open the two Rambams. One Rambam on Misaseik, and the other Rambam that the Nesanel mentioned, the Rambam on Sheikhetai. So maybe on Sunday we'll dedicate to these Rambams. Okay, so we'll meet back in Mitzvah around 1:45, okay?
Took back the whole shot off, Rob, because there's no Shulchan in Mishkan.
They both could say there's no Shulchan in Mishkan, yeah.
Okay, I think that was a good thing, because last year, 9-hand, they said, we're not coming on a P of Tati, and I'm looking to there. I said, we're not coming on a P of Tati.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that. That's almost as good as it. I mean, I was teaching also to there, and just to show that there's not coming on a P of Tati.
Yeah.